California's rock station.
Representing Sacramento.
KRXQ.
And KRXQ HD1.
Sacramento. Live anywhere at KRXQ.net. Download the app to stream us right through your phone. Text app to 62515. 98 Rock.
I think that was a song about Nancy Grace's Dancing with the Stars outfit. Remember, she blackened it live on TV. We heard the audio. She let the skunk out of the barn on national TV. She farted. And now what's Excuse going me. On with Nancy Grace is she was on her, I don't know, one of the TV shows she does, HLN Network. She was on there, and what she said on Monday was she wanted to know who let Whitney Houston slip or pushed her underneath the water. She went on to say that she wants to know who let Whitney Houston go underneath the water.
The hell is she talking about?
So all these people, they heard Nancy Grace say all this stuff. So Good Morning America, they put her on TV yesterday, and they're like, hey, why are you speculating, making this sound like somebody murdered her or somebody drowned her?
Held her head underneath the water or something ridiculous.
And she's trying to combat it. And again, she farted on Dancing with the Stars. She had her left chest fall out.
She popped a boob.
And all these news channel pundits do is what they're paid to do. They speculate. You and I do it. People that learned of Whitney Houston's death over the TV or on the phone, everybody speculated. Everybody judges on everything that happens every day.
Mm-hmm.
But wouldn't you say with Whitney Houston, the percentage of people that speculated she was murdered, slim to none? Right?
I think no one even said that. I mean, this is the first I've heard of it. I can't even believe the woman's saying this on TV.
99% of the people in this country, wouldn't you think, speculated overdose or some sort of suicide, but not murder, not homicide. And this flatulent, you know, can't keep her udders in the barn news whore is doing this to get attention because there's not one news agency or organization that ever speculated murder or reported anyone other in that hotel room other than Whitney. Did you ever hear that?
No, very next day, I mean, reports were coming out about all kinds of things, and I never heard anything like that.
Same day, what it said was Whitney Houston was found dead at the age of 48, and what the L.A. Sheriff's Department said is we do not suspect foul play.
Yeah, that's exactly
instantly,
how they worded it. Yep.
Instantly. So for Nancy Fall from Grace to go on, you know, Monday and start talking about who pushed her under the water, she's either a trash-talking, smut-pushing liar, or her staff is so ill-informed and they're lying to people that she shouldn't be on TV talking about anything.
One would assume that's the answer right there, that her staff is just not doing their jobs.
I think she's out doing it to get attention because she's not on Dancing with the Stars farting anymore, letting her chest hang out. Nobody cares about her anymore, so she's on TV lying.
Does she fart on her own show?
You know what? If she did, I might watch it, but I can't answer that. Good question. Here's New Cedar.
I think everyone listening on the radio should know.
There's a 12-4 rap and some teen records you could dance to.
All right, time for another exciting edition of Complete This Sentence. A 32-year-old, 6'4", 300-pound Pennsylvania man was walking through which store wearing only socks?
I have two completions here. May I begin, or would you like to get a listener first?
No, I want to see if you can get this. I'm not even going to bother giving out the phone numbers because I think this game now is pretty self-explanatory. It's pretty easy. Another exciting edition of Complete This Sentence. Police in Pennsylvania say, and there's surveillance footage of this to prove it, documenting what happened to this 6'4", 300-pound, only-wearing-sock man was where when he was caught.
My first guess, Krispy Kreme donuts for the 6 a.m. donuts.
I like that, yes. And when he walked in, he wasn't there to eat them. He was chilly. He was going to get in and get a dozen and wear them.
My second guess would be...
That was incorrect, by the way.
Oh. Inside Victoria's Secrets.
Incorrect.
Oh, that's all I got.
Hat trick. Can you give us one more? This
all
is
right.
Easy.
A McDonald's for the morning breakfast rush.
No. You're letting the 300-pound, 6'4" thing fool you. He was only wearing socks. He was caught on surveillance footage. He stripped off his clothes in a parking lot of this place before he went in, and it's probably commonplace for most people that go here. Say it with me. Come on.
I don't know.
Two words.
A bed store.
No, that was actually three. He's being held right now on $50,000 bail.
An elementary school.
No.
I don't know. I've given some good guesses here.
You're going to kick yourself when I give you the answer. Are you ready?
Yeah.
A Walmart.